Welcome to podcast recorded live at the Center for Spiritual Living in Portland, Oregon. We have many resources available for our online audience on our website at csoportland.org. Our mission is to open hearts, ignite minds, and make a difference. If you'd like to support our center and its video podcast, you can donate online at csoportland.org. Allow us to become part of your extended spiritual community. Wherever you are on your spiritual journey, you are most welcome at the Center for Spiritual Living. For more information, visit csoportland.org.
Welcome to Portland Center for Spiritual Living. I'm Reverend Bridget McCann. My pronouns are she and her. I am the Senior Minister and Spiritual Director here at the Center, and I am so happy to see all of you. And welcome to those who join us in our virtual community space as well. You are a part of us.
Thank you.
So we've reached the end of October, and as is our custom here, each October is dedicated to prosperity. And when we use that term prosperity, we mean prosperity of all sorts. Basically, whatever it is that helps you feel like life is good and rich, that's prosperity. So that's what we're talking about this whole month. Each talk this month has looked at prosperity from a different aspect. And today, we want to look at prosperity in regards to community and commitment. And specifically, much like the people who built those amazing structures, a community committed to a shared vision. The last several months, I've had a lot of conversations with you. And one of the things I hear over and over is, what are we going to do, Rev? What are we going to do to respond to the state of our nation and the state of our world? Well, the first thing we're going to do is remember our vision, our global vision, which is a world that works for everyone. And as we stand in that vision, we also remember that we are against no one. So while we stand for something, we are against no one. So what do we stand for? Well, first and foremost, we stand for the inherent divinity and dignity of every single human being, even the ones we disagree with, right? And as Catherine invoked in her prayer, we believe that spirit individualizes itself in every human being, which means every human being is inherently divine and is self-possessed of dignity and deserves to have that remembered. You know, one of the great teachings across faith traditions is the idea that we humans are made in the image and likeness of the divine by whatever name you use for it. It's one of those common threads, one of those common truths that runs through all peoples. Well, we stand for that. We also stand for peace. We stand in peace, meaning animosity towards none. We stand as peace, meaning that we carry peace in our hearts and our minds and in our consciousness, and we stand for peace for all people everywhere. For instance, right here in Portland, where I'm sure we're all aware that we are in the national spotlight. I just spent 2 days in Denver, and I probably got asked more about how's that war in Portland than I did about why I was in Denver. But as we think about the protest and the counter-protest down at the ICE facility, we know that everyone involved in that situation deserves peace. Everyone involved in that situation deserves to go home safely to those that love them. And everybody involved in that situation deserves to be treated with respect because they are the divine. That's what we stand for. We also stand for acceptance. We stand for the acceptance of all people just the way they are because God doesn't make mistakes. Which is why we recently hung on the front of our building a pride banner. Right? Yeah. That is our way of declaring to the world that in a time when those of us in the queer community receive messages every day that we don't matter, we are saying, yes, you do matter. You are loved and you are welcome here. We also stand for forgiveness and compassion. No mistake is so big that we can't begin again. No pain is so deeply embedded that it can't be healed. And no grief is so heavy that it can't be made a little lighter by someone who just sits and listens. That's what we stand for. That's our vision. And in order to achieve that vision, we need a committed community. And I submit today that we need spiritual community and God perhaps more than ever before, or at least more than any other time since I've been alive. Now, it is true that more and more people are turning away from that old concept of a God that we have to be afraid of. And yet, we still seek a relationship with that presence that all people have always felt. And it is true that more and more people are turning away from dogmatic traditions that try to control them and limit their expression. And yet, we still seek out safe spaces where we are nurtured and fed spiritually. We know people, human beings in the collective, we know we need community, and we need spiritual community in particular. You know, for years, it's been the trend that church attendance has gone down. Well, guess what? Most recent polls show that it's starting to tick back up. And guess who's leading that trend? Gen Z and our young adults. They get it, that we all need spiritual community, right? We all need spiritual community. Now, what we teach here as a Center for Spiritual Living, where we teach that we have creative powers, that we are possessed of the ability to create the lives we want, that we intend, this teaching, I'm sure you're aware, it's everywhere. It's all over in secular arenas. It's all over the internet. You can find the teachers, the gurus, the apps, the podcast. But guess what? They're missing two things that places like this have. They lack that connection with that power and presence, with spirit. And they lack true community. And we need community. More and more people know this because in community, of course, we are stronger together. In community, we are never alone, right? In community, we can remember who and whose we are. And in community, we can do great things. Just like those people in Peru hundreds of years ago. In community, we can achieve seemingly miraculous outcomes if we're committed to our shared vision. You know, one person committed to a world that works for everyone, that's pretty good. But when a whole group of people is committed to a world that works for everyone, and I mean us and millions of other people, I realize we're not the only ones that believe in this vision. Man, that's some powerful stuff, and that can change a lot of lives. You know, every day people walk through these doors, and when I say these doors, I mean our physical doors and our virtual doors. Every day people walk through these doors in some sort of pain. And we're there for each other. Every day people walk through our doors seeking to transform their lives, and we offer spiritual tools that can help with that. And every day people walk through our doors seeking that relationship with the divine, and we provide that connection. That's why we need community, so we can be here for each other. And much like those people years ago in Peru committed to a shared vision, we got to have the commitment. We have the vision, we have the community, we need the commitment. When we commit to something, the universe conspires to make it so. Or as the author Paulo Coelho put it, when you want something, all the universe conspires in helping you to achieve it. Now, let's be clear. When he said want something, when you read the fuller context, he did not mean want as in wishing or daydreaming. He meant you want it so much that you're very clear exactly what it looks like. You want it so much you're willing to commit to it. Like the kind of commitment that is all in. When we make that kind of commitment, yeah, the universe conspires to make it happen. And of course, being a spiritual community, we want to commit with faith. The kind of faith that knows that when we've made the commitment, Spirit responds and says, yes, let it be so. And shows us or reveals for us everything we need to make it happen. I said a few moments ago that each and every person is an individualization of the one Spirit, which means we got that inner God self, that inner Spirit, right? Which means each and every one of us is guided to right ideas, right connections, right resources, right action. We have that guidance. And when we commit to something, it comes through. We also want the kind of faith that knows no matter how much you give, you cannot outgive God. There's a story of a wise woman who was out hiking one day in the mountains, and she came across a stone that caught her eye because it was so beautiful. So she picks it up and she looks at it and she realizes, wow, this is not just a beautiful stone, this is a precious stone, this is really valuable. So she puts it in her pack and goes on her way. Sometime later, she runs into a man who's hungry. And he says, ma'am, can you share some bread? She stops, she opens her pack, and as she's reaching in for some bread, the sun shines on that stone, and the man sees it. He says, ma'am, instead of the bread, can I have that stone? Without hesitation, she hands him the stone. He goes on his way. He too starts looking at this stone and says, wow, this is a really precious, valuable stone. If I sold this, I would have enough money to feed myself and my family for the rest of our lives. No more worry, no more stress, no more anxiety. He turns right around and goes back and he finds that woman. And he says, ma'am, I realize this is a very valuable stone and I want to give it back to you. I want to give it back to you because I believe you possess something even more valuable that you can share with me. And she says, what is that? And he says, what is it inside of you that allowed you to give me that stone in the first place? I want that. What that woman had was the knowing that giving and receiving are part of the same thing. It's one process. It's being in the flow of that universal abundance. It's knowing that the more I give, the more I receive. This too has been proclaimed throughout the ages and across spiritual traditions. It's all the same thing. And I know that many of you have this belief, this consciousness. Many of you give so generously of your time and your talent and your treasure to this community. And when I approach you to say thank you, what I hear back is, it's okay, Rev, I get more than I give. So thank you for having that knowing. And this is the kind of commitment we want to have as a community, rooted in the faith of our true source and our true prosperity, because that's what will help us achieve that vision of a world that works for everyone. Now, why is it that commitment sets the universe in motion on our behalf? Because when we make that kind of commitment, we're telling the universe, or you could think of it as, we're letting God know, this is what I really believe in. This is what I deem valuable. This is what I intend. And it takes that, and it responds by corresponding to that commitment and that belief. Terence McKenna, an author, wrote, "Nature loves commitment. You make the commitment and nature will respond to that commitment by removing impossible obstacles. Dream the impossible dream and the world will not grind you under, it will lift you up." This is the trick. This is what all these teachers and philosophers who really counted, who really touched the alchemical gold, this is what they understood. This is a shamanic dance in the waterfall. This is how magic is done, by hurling yourself into the abyss and discovering it's a feather bed. If we commit and believe that we are strong and sourced, the universe will say, yes, that is true. If we commit and believe that we have everything we need, the universe will say, yes, that is true. If we commit and believe that we can never outgive God, that's true. If we commit and believe as a community that we are a beneficial presence in the world and that we were made for these times, we will hear the universe whisper back to us, yes, indeed, you are. That's the power of a community committed to their vision and rooted in faith. Ernest Holmes delivered his Sermon by the Sea many years ago as the final address at a spiritual conference. When while his words are a little dated, the truth still rings through. And he closed that sermon with these words, as do I. What I am saying is this. There is a law that backs up the vision, and the law is immutable. There is a power transcendent beyond our needs, our little wants. Demonstrating a dime is good if one needs it, or healing oneself of a pain is certainly good if one has it. But beyond that, at the real feast of the tabernacle of the Almighty, in the temple of the living God, in the banquet hall of heaven, there is something beyond anything that you and I have touched. Find 1,000 people who know that and use it, and the world will no longer be famished. How important it is that each one of us, in his simple way, shall live from God to God, with God, in God, and to each other. That is why we are here. And we are taking back with us, I trust, a vision and an inspiration, something beyond a hope and a longing, that the living spirit shall through us walk anew into its own creation and a new glory come with the new dawn. That vision is our vision. That vision requires community. That vision requires commitment. And I know that that vision requires this community, because we, Portland Center for Spiritual Living, are committed to that vision. We are that community. If we think it, if we believe it, if we live it, and so it is.
We hope you enjoyed today's podcast. If you happen to be in the Portland, Oregon area, we'd love to have you visit in person. The Portland Center for Spiritual Living is located at 6211 Northeast Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Our inspirational service is at 11 a.m. every Sunday. We also have many programs, classes, and workshops developed just for our online audience. To find out more, go to our website at cslportland.org and look under the online tab. We have a variety of content dedicated specifically for our podcast listeners. Our mission is to open hearts, ignite minds, and make a difference. If you'd like to support our center and its podcast, you can donate online at cslportland.org/donate. Our website is also the place to learn more about what's going on at the center or to contact us. Allow us to become part of your extended spiritual community. Wherever you are in your spiritual journey, you are most welcome at the Center for Spiritual Living.